Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/Macedonian.
Ја следите програмата на SBS на Македонски, со вас денеска е Радица Бојковска-Димитровска. Наш следен гостин е Стојанчо Јовевски од Мелбурн, кој минатата недела се сретна со службениците кои му го спасија животот, откако тој се лизнал и паднал 6 метри при планинарење во Државниот парк на Викторија Катедрал Рейндж. Тој момент го одбележа неколку медиуми, а во нашата програма имавте можност да слушнете и прилог во кој зборува и службениците од спасувачките служби кои му помогнаа на Јовевски по неговиот пад на стрмен и недостапен терен, при што Јовевски ја скршил карлицата с глобот на едната рака и неколку пршлени. Спасувачите по цели 6 часа и колективни тимски напори на повеќе служби успеа да го преместат од планинскиот терен. Стојанчо Јовевски вели, тој се чувствува среќен што живее во Австралија, изразувајќи длабока благодарност кон неговите спасувачи. Го поканивме Јовевски да слушнеме подетално за случката, како и од каде љубовта за планинарење и како што велат, не прашувај гаталец, туку падалец, што советува ако некој се реши да пешачи по одалечени и предизвикувачки терени.
Хај, Стојанчо Јовевски, and welcome to SBS Macedonian. Добре дојде.
Благодарам.
You made headlines recently when you met with the first responders to thank them for saving you after falling during hiking. Could you take us back to that day in the Catedral Range? And was it usual climb for you, or were you trying a new challenge?
Yeah, so for me it was an exciting opportunity to meet some friends and to try a new hike. I do a lot of hiking. I've spent a lot of time in the mountains, both in Macedonia, which is where I fell in love with hiking. My dad taught us to hike in Pelister and Neolita. Mm-hmm. So as a kid, I had very fond memories of hiking, and I loved it. So I tried to do as much hiking as I can here in Australia, locally, in primarily in Victoria. And I have never been on this particular hike in the Cathedral Ranges. A group of friends invited me, and I thought this was a good opportunity to make some friends and do a more interesting hike that I haven't done before. Mm-hmm. And it was a hot day, but we decided to go anyway. We didn't think it would affect us too much. We're all relatively fit and healthy. And we enjoyed ourselves on the way up, helped each other. We didn't really feel that the hike was dangerous or too much for us. Like I said, I'm fairly experienced. I didn't have any concern. And I was actually helping some of the people that were with us. They were relatively novice. They were relatively new to hiking. And I felt like I was one of the more experienced hikers. So I was helping them. And then we enjoyed ourselves. Chatted, made friends. We got to the top, enjoyed the views, spent about half an hour at the top, had lunch, took some photos, and then decided to head back down. And I remember telling my friend that, hey, we need to be careful now because we're all tired and we're all excited and we're going to rush to get down to the bottom. We need to be careful. But I didn't realize that it would be me that falls over and has an accident. And what ended up happening was that there was a very narrow section of the track, and I didn't think it was too dangerous or too scary. To be honest, I probably at that stage I wasn't thinking too much about the risk and the danger. I was just thinking, you know, we were all enjoying ourselves, thinking that the hike was exciting, and I was trying to move through this section, and then the footing was not even; it was sloping, and I think I moved through that section a bit too quickly. Lost balance for some reason. I'm not sure why. I don't remember exactly. And then fell over to a ledge that was about 2 meters below me. I didn't hurt myself too much, but I slid off that ledge pretty quickly. I tried to grab onto something and there was nothing to grab onto. It was just gravel. And then I slid off that and fell another 4 or 5 meters. And I remember thinking as I was falling, I can't feel anything. I can just feel the fresh air rushing past me. And I thought, oh, no, this is bad. And then the next thing I know, I woke up with my head in some bushes, breathing heavily, in a lot of pain, and had to really calm myself down and control my breathing because, yeah, it was very painful.
Did you know at that moment how badly you were hurt?
So pretty much instantly I started to move my toes. So I moved my toes and I thought, okay, I can move my toes. It's not too bad. I didn't feel too much pain moving my toes. So I thought, okay, this is not too bad. And I calmed myself down. I thought I would get my breathing, get my sense of coordination. My friends that were with me, they came down to where I had fallen to try and help me. And I thought, okay, I'll try and get up and see if I can walk out of here. But as soon as I got up, the pain level just, it was too much. Very small movements of my leg, and I realized there's no way I can get out of here. I told my friends to sit me down and ring 000 to have someone come out and save me.
Oh, so it took the rescuers a long time to reach you because of the complex situation and the terrain. I think 6 hours, as it was reported. Could you describe those long hours for you? Obviously, you felt enormous pain, and what was going through your head at that time?
Yeah, so there was lots of things going through my head. So the whole operation to get me up on the helicopter took about, I think from memory, 7 hours. So I fell at about 1 p.m. and then air ambulance to arrive, it took a couple of hours. He was landed about, I don't know, 100 meters below where I was. So he had to hack through bushes and hike up a very steep section to get to me. So he couldn't even land anywhere near me. So it took him a couple of hours to get to me. In that time, while I was waiting, I was in a lot of pain, obviously, but I was fortunate that I had my friends with me, and they were giving me water to drink, some food. They were sort of wafting air to keep me cool. I was very fortunate. There was a couple of nurses that were hiking that same track just behind me. So when they realized that there was a man in pain that had fallen over, they also came down to where I was and they helped to stabilize me. They put my arm in a bandage. They looked after me. They checked my vital signs. And around about the same time, the SES, State Emergency Service lady, she also arrived to assess the situation. So in the first few hours, there was a lot of help started to arrive at the same time.
So, Stoyanchu, you ended up in hospital with broken pelvis, back and other injuries. How is the recovery going now?
Yeah, very good. Back and the pelvis are recovering very well. They were, I think what they call category one fractures, so they're very stable. They don't move. As long as I'm careful, they heal by themselves. The bigger injury was the wrist, and that's going to take a lot of physiotherapy for that to recover. I had major surgery on that, but hopefully I'll get most of my strength and range of motion from my wrist.
Last week you saw again your rescuers, or some of them. What was like seeing them again?
To be honest with you, it was a pleasure for me to see them again. It was something that I'm pretty shy in general, so I don't like the attention. I didn't feel comfortable about doing it, but the reason why I did it was because we hear a lot of negative things about the police and on media, but we don't always hear the good stories and the hard work that they put in, especially in situations like this. And I just remember very vividly when they were rescuing me, just how hard they worked, how professional they were in organizing themselves in teams, and the physical work required to get me out of there, very strenuous. Even though I got off the mountain at about 8 o'clock in a helicopter, they still have to pack up and then hike back down the mountain, which is very risky for them. And they didn't get to their cars until 11 p.m. that night. So when the opportunity came up from Police Victoria rang me, they said, oh, would you like to do an interview? Would you like to get together with your rescuers? I thought about it. I said, yeah, no, actually I do. I'm going to tell them that they did an amazing job. As Australians, we're all richer for having professional rescue and organisation people like the police, like the State Emergency Services, like the CFA, Country Fire Authority, like Ambulance Victoria, and even the doctors, nurses, surgeons at Royal Melbourne Hospital. I honestly think we're all blessed to have the men and women in all these services that can look after us. And you know, my case was an accident, but there was many other cases where you know people have far worse situations that where they receive the help through no fault of their own, through just living their ordinary lives. In my case, it was an adventure. I was having a hike. In other cases, it could be on the road or it could be at home, and we have these services there to help us. And to me, also in a similar time frame, in the context of what happened in Macedonia, in Kochani, and what the poor children over there suffered, yeah. We're very lucky to have the men and women and the services that we have in Australia. And I just wish that one day that they can also have the services that we enjoy here in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah. So you think there is not enough acknowledgement of the first responders?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. They are men and women just like you and me. They work. That's their normal day-to-day job. And I feel often like in the media, especially the police, they get portrayed fairly negatively. I think we need to remind ourselves of just how professional they are and that they do look after us and they can get us out of trouble when we need them.
Right. Stojanče, do you think you'll head back out into the mountains again?
I love hiking. I love the mountains. It's a good thing to do, you know, being out in nature and just enjoying God's creations of nature. So I'll definitely go out there again. I won't be doing dangerous hikes for sure. Just this particular time, it was a new hike and it was a group of friends and I thought I'd go along with the group of friends. Typically, I don't normally do dangerous hiking or anything like that.
Right. What advice would you give someone thinking about heading into remote area like Cathedral Range?
Don't go by yourself. Respect Mother Nature. Yeah, always carry the appropriate equipment. Make sure you have proper footwear. Carry lots of water. Carry clothing in case you have to spend the night. Make sure you have a torch. And then or never forget the potential risks. I think in my case, that's what happened, where I sort of lost sight of what could happen in an instant. So never forget what can happen. Always appreciate the risks. That'd be my advice.
Right. And anything you're looking forward to once you're fully recovered?
Yeah, just catching up with family and friends in a more relaxed atmosphere. Instead of everyone, I sort of feel like everyone's visiting me. Oh, I want to go and visit them. And I do a lot of sport and fitness, so I'd like to get back into my usual.
What sports are you doing?
Yeah, I do a lot of running, walking. So, I'd like to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stojanče Jovevski, thank you for taking time to talk to us and wish you speedy recovery.
Thank you very much, Radica. All the best to you too.
Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SPS на Македонски на Facebook.